Time to pull out those holiday wish lists. We're now just 4 days away from Black Friday, and we'll learn whether or not that we feel as glum about the economy as we said we did leading up to the election. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us. Jill on Money, presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. So really, how are we feeling? And does it look like we're going to be spending maybe more this holiday season than we did last holiday season?
You know, it's very hard to be the person who says, like, you know what, all these feelings, it doesn't matter. But I'm going to say it doesn't matter, because I'm just looking at how people are, what they are doing, not how they are feeling. And of course, leading up to the election, there are so many times where everyone's like, oh, the economy's bad, 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 or it's inflation's high. Okay, I get it. We're all impacted by high prices. I get that. But our behavior really does belie those feelings, because when you look at the amount of spending that people are doing, it's still pretty robust. I know it's not everybody, but, you know, we're going to probably have a, like, let's call it a so-so holiday season. It won't even matter, because we've done so much spending throughout the year that it really does appear that the economy is going to continue to expand, maybe not wildly fast, maybe not get huge, but we're expanding. And that means that the Federal Reserve may have just threaded this needle of bringing economic growth down so that the inflation rate comes down without causing an inflation. The so-called soft landing appears to be possible right now.
Jill, how about seasonal hiring? What are those numbers, and what are they telling us?
You know, it's very interesting. It's actually like a tale of two cities, you know, because we see that Amazon said they're going to hire 250,000 people, 250,000 full-time, part-time, seasonal roles, right? Even Target, they had horrible earnings, but they said they're going to hire 100,000. But I really was focusing on Walmart. Walmart had incredible earnings. They're only adding 40,000 seasonal workers. So they're somewhat concerned. I want to be clear that Walmart specifically is saying, we still think that people are hurting after this big inflationary spike, and we are not considering the sort of freewheeling holiday season to be upon us. We think it's going to be an okay season, but not great. And I think that that's something to pay attention to, because, you know, what happens with a big company like Walmart is on the ground, they have data in real time. And I think that's really interesting. They really know what the needs are. And they, by the way, have absolutely done incredibly well managing the post-COVID era and this inflationary spike.
So, Jill, then what does all this mean going into 2025?
You know, I'm going to give you the big shrug, because for right now, you know, look, I think that if we knew what, we don't know what all the policies are going to be. What is definitely lurking in the background is that we are not sure about whether two big Trump administration policies are going to go into effect in a big way. And those two are the tariffs and deportations. Both of those can lead to more inflation. And so if those things do occur in a quick succession, they might, then we might see inflation pop up again. And then all bets are off for our spending, right? We do react very quickly when we have high prices. So we'll have to see. For right now, I'm happy to celebrate our soft landing. You know, it's like when people clap when the plane lands. I would never like that. I assume the plane's going to land, everyone. I don't know about you guys, but, like,
yeah,
don't
I'm
be clapping.
You.
That's not a good thing. But for right now, I think we have our soft landing. That's great. But we'll see what happens next. 25 is a real question to me.
Keep your seatbelt safely fastened until we get to the gate and the pilot turns off the seatbelt sign. Jill, it's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger with us for Jill on Money.